Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Brad, thank you for helping out. And Bert's with us live in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince, and glad to be here. A little earlier than usual, but got a lot of things to discuss with class this morning, and we'll carry on from where we were. I know I was helping out on Tuesday. Vince, breaking news just happened, just came in. Last night, our governor in California, and you're going to, you know, this is good news. You're going to like this, take heart to it. California Governor Newsom has signed a fast food worker bill increasing the minimum wage to $20 an hour for all fast food workers. So, Vince, if you were thinking of starting, you know, maybe not you, but thinking of starting a career at McDonald's, starting wage, I'm guessing that's probably for more than just starting, is going to be $20 minimum an hour. Just got signed, highest in the country.
That's incredible. What a great guy. What a great guy. So inflation is raging. And what does he do? He says, what is the highest BTU fuel we can throw on inflation? And then he heaps it on. Bert, you and I are both free market guys. We think that the free market, not the manipulated allegedly free market, but the actual free market would be the way to go. And the free market would determine what a fair wage would be. In class, it's really simple. If a company is not paying enough to compensate its employees, the employees go someplace else. And if the company is paying more than the typical company in that industry, employees would go there. And the company that treated its employees the best, the company that compensated its employees the best, would overall, all things being equal, end up with the best employees. And they could build the best products and they could be number one. Now, I'm not saying overpaying is the way to be number one. But I'm saying fair compensation, treating your employees well, is a really good way to go. And Bert, I don't know if you studied this in your management studies, your MBA studies. But there's two theories of management. One is theory X and one is theory Y. Theory X is the employees hate their jobs. They absolutely despise going to work and they don't want to be there. The only reason they're there is they get paid. And when they get there, the management beats them up. It's like, hurry up faster, more, more, more. Okay? That's theory X. Theory Y is pretty much the exact other end of the spectrum, where employees are, of course, compensated, but the management team says, you know, we're so glad you're here, we love it that you're here, and we want to make sure that you have all the tools and the equipment and the training to do what your job responsibilities require. And so we're here to help, we're here to show you, we're here to lead by example, and we're so delighted you're here. So one is the carrot and the other is the stick. And it always works better when the carrot approach is used. But then again, sometimes, you know, employees get out of line and then you got to beat them up and throw them out. But I've always used more the theory Y style actually what I would call my management style, a little different from both of them, which would be a guided democracy. That's what I called it. And so I would lead, and I would lead by example, and I would let the people who reported to me know that they had a big say in their lives at work. And they could make decisions and choose the path that they think we should go as a team. And the idea was, it was their idea. It was their idea, they were responsible for it, so therefore they had to make it work, otherwise they'd look foolish, because it was their idea. Any comments, Burke?
Well, you know, I think there's a mix of everything you said. I don't think it's you know, either X or Y. I think everything you said, it's really a mix. I think when you look at workers, because I can look at companies where I see everybody having a great time working together, you know, 2 + 2 + 2 = 12. And then I can see other places that are just, you know, horrible environments. And, you know, how does a minimum wage affect all that? Well, hard to say, Vince. I think one thing for sure it's going to do is increase automation. Probably we'll get a better burger if a machine makes it versus some guy. You know, honestly, I think a lot of fast food could be automated and put people to work doing, you know, more important jobs. But we'll see what happens. Yeah, I think it's been more or less proven that minimum wage doesn't help employment. It hurts employment. And, you know, it just means it's harder for a lot of companies to hire someone at entry level. But, you know, it's very popular, so got signed last night.
Of course it's popular. The little people are saying, hey, we get more. And then the big people are saying, when I say big people, I'm talking about the owners, the guys who are highly overcompensated. Those guys are saying, I'll tell you what, it's exactly what you said, Bert. Well, looks like the governor's going to make us pay more. So how much does that machine cost anyway? And how many people can that machine replace? And frankly, class, I did that. I was involved in throwing people overboard indirectly. The boss said to me at the bank, hey, you know, the young people don't want to show up on Fridays. They call in sick. It's our highest call volume day. Fix it. And so I built a computer system, press one, press two, back in the 80s, to do that, you know, on your telephone. And literally what happened is 8 people were replaced by one little tower computer. And if you take a folding table, a standard 6-foot-long folding table, we could put, and we did, put 8 of these computers on a folding table. And 8 people were replaced by each one of them. So 64 people were replaced by something that had the floor space of a folding table. Literally. A whole room full of people was replaced by a folding table with 8 computers on it. Unix-based computers. And it answered the phone every time. And it just worked and worked and worked until the electricity, you know, would fail. Other than that, it was perfect. And the bottom line is these people did it to themselves. The young people, you know, didn't want to show up for work, so we replaced them. But here, if the cost of the young people or the cost of the workers is too great, they will be replaced. And then they're going to say, what happened? What happened? How come I don't have a job?
Yeah, there might be another wrinkle to this. I'm reading the news story from the Associated Press, Sacramento, California. It says the new wage of $20 per hour will take effect on April 1st, 2024. Now, Vince, we do some funny things on USA Prepared sometimes on April 1st.
You didn't tell me that part.
Well, I'm just reading now, Associated Press, Sacramento. And so could this be a cruel joke?
You mean kind of like what we did back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Ours
if
wasn't
it is
intended.
A joke, they'd have to tell the companies ahead of time to set up their payroll. So it's probably for real. But I will say it does say April 1st, 2024.
But it really, I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Vince, another news story just coming in, and this is something we've discussed before in class, but I think it's important. This is from the Sun U.S. edition. It's a British newspaper. Vince, it kind of chronicles the SpaceX Starlink satellites that have been going up. Vince, do you know how many Starlink satellites are up right now? And this is the communication satellites that bring mostly internet to people around the world, and they're low Earth orbit, so you can actually see them.
And Ryan saw him from when he was staying here. Ryan called into USA Prepares, and he was at the campground at Natural Farms, right here at our farm, and he saw it. He saw it.
How many? Take a guess.
Well, there are a lot of different reports, Bert. So I'll give you some of the numbers. There are about, some people say about 7,000 plus satellites out there. I'm thinking there's, if they say there's seven, there's more than that. Musk owns about half of them, so less, around 4,000.
Yeah, 4,000. That's good. It's growing. It's up to 5,000. But he has competitors that are also building low Earth orbit networks.
I thought you meant owned by Musk.
No. Starlink has 5,000 as of last month.
Hey, Bert, you know, you ever think that maybe Elon Musk bought Twitter because, you know, first I thought he was going to use Twitter to sell Tesla cars and say, look at me, and have a whole bunch of people say, look at me. And then there'd be, you know, hundreds of thousands of people saying, look at me, and then he'd sell more Teslas. Then I thought about it last night, and I was thinking, you know what? I think it's because people have figured out that he's got, these thousands and thousands of satellites, you know, the size of cars, up there floating around, and he keeps launching more and more and more of them. And when they start falling down, people are gonna say, I can't believe it. That thing blew through my roof, set my house on fire, blew up my house. And people are gonna get sick of it, and all over the world, and they're gonna say, where's Musk, where's Musk, where's Musk? And they're gonna hunt him down. And I think the reason that he bought Tesla is so that he could shut down the people who would be on Twitter saying, here's where Musk was, last sighted, for his own self-protection. That's why I think he bought it.
Yeah. You ever hear the theory that when you have facing multiple possibilities, the answer more often than not is the simplest one?
Yeah, it's called Occam's Razor.
Yeah. So, Vince, it's my opinion, and it's worth as much as
mine.
I think it was an impulsive move on his part. It was one of his worst business deal that he's ever made, and he more or less has admitted it. He tried to back out of it, but he signed a contract that said limited due diligence, and it was a signed and sealed contract. He paid, most market people figure, somewhere around four times what the company was really worth. Remember, he bought it into a stock market crash that was going on, and which decimated, in particular, high-tech stocks last year. So if nothing else, it fell by half just from, or would have fallen by half just by stock market value, but it was probably overpriced as it was. He way overpaid, and, he laid off more than half. I think some estimates, 80 to 90% of the employees he laid off. Now, that alone tells you there was something going on there with a lot of people getting paid to do useless jobs. But Vince, I think it was an impulsive move. I don't think he thought it out. He tried to back out. The shareholders wouldn't let him. And he's stuck with it, and he's trying to do what he can. That's my view, Vince.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. And, class, you're watching the demolition of the United States of America live. And, Bert, I'm looking at APnews.com. There it is. Adam Beam said, let's see, this is the 28th. So it was yesterday. The article in APnews.com. A new law in California will raise the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour next year. And it starts April 1st, just as you said. Here's the interesting thing, Bert. What's a fast food worker? It's just for fast food workers. It's not for everybody else. And then other people are going to say, well, what about us? What about us? You know, we're important too.
Yeah, bank teller.
Bank tellers. And what is a fast food worker? Is that someone who actually has his hand on the flipper and flips the burger? Does it include the people who are at the register? Is it include people who sweep the floors? Is it include the people who make the oil for the French fries? Is it the people who make the French fries, meaning, you know, cut the potatoes? Is it the farmers who grow the potatoes for the people who cut the potatoes, for the people who ship the potatoes and package them to McDonald's? Is it the farmer? Is that part of the fast food industry?
Vince,
where does it start and where does it stop?
Vince, I could argue.
What about the guy who hauls the trash?
Yeah,
and the guy who works at the landfill?
The Finelli Ranch, your some of your beef might end up at McDonald's. I hope not.
I hope
but,
not.
We both said the same thing.
I hope not.
But,
they'd have to say made with real beef.
Yeah, I don't know what in some of those burgers. Have heard, and I you probably can substantiate this, that a lot of the oil for French fries is refined and sold to power vehicles that can, you know, power, you know, a lot of, especially diesel, can burn almost anything. So a lot of the French fry oil ends up getting burnt in diesel engines.
Well, Bam comes home every once in a while, and, you know, fills up the tank with the green stuff, which is the tax-included diesel that's available at the pump, you know, at fuel stations, you know, service stations, fuel stations.
Sometimes it's not filtered as well, and I saw some French fries bits coming out of the exhaust on your pickup the other day.
And literally what we do is we pull out the nozzle when we're filling up the tank so we can see the color of the fuel. And sometimes it's clear, which indicates more kerosene than we would like, because kerosene has like zero lubricity. And because of that, you know, burns a little cleaner, has fewer BTUs, so you get fewer miles per gallon with kerosene. Diesel engine will burn it, but it doesn't have the lubricity of the diesel number two. Kerosene is, you know, fuel one. Diesel is, you know, fuel number two. And dye is added, and diesel is kind of a yellow color. And we look at the color of the fuel, and if we can tell what kind of mileage we're going to get based on the color of it. So the darker it is, the, you know, the better it is. But sometimes we just can't tell if it's French fries or not. And literally, class, when you burn biodiesel or French fry oil that's been filtered in your diesel engine, it'll smell like French fries. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. This is not April Fool's. It's absolutely true. And if they use oil that comes from a fish frying place, it'll smell like fish.
Yeah. And it's nothing wrong with that. I think it's safe. In some cases, it increases the business for you smell those fries and you get an urging to pop over to McDee's.
What a great, I have a feeling some of our marketing friends are listening, saying, what a great idea. So let's go pump some French fry oil into the local filling station. We'll have some diesel drive around, and it'll be aroma billboards, you know, riding through town.
Yeah, Vince, is it number one or number two that you burn in a jet engine?
Number one. Number one. Yeah, one is thinner, one is jet fuel, 1A. Number two is thicker. Number two, fuel oil number two, is home heating oil. It's farm fuel, and it is on-the-road diesel. And it's the same stuff that the trucks use, same stuff that cars use, diesel cars. Yep. Good point. We'll be right back. Birch with us in California.
Electric bus when we come back, Vince.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed three annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212, Agriculture and FDA failed 191 to 237, The House also voted 311 to 117 to pass a standalone $300 million supplemental aid package to Ukraine. The social media influencer known as Meatball is back home after she was arrested and accused of instigating some of Tuesday night's looting in Philadelphia. 21-year-old Deja Blackwell was bailed out by her mother early yesterday morning, and she says that she never wants to go back to jail again. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it, God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Hey, Bert, I just went outside and it's really, really sunny, and I took a look at the solar meters, 4,300 watts at 9:30 in the morning. Now, this is unheard of. You know, normally, a solar system generates peak power somewhere around noon, 1 o'clock, most places in the northern hemisphere. The sun is barely on the solar panels, and it is generating an enormous amount of electricity. Solar rays are really, really strong right now. And they have been for days. You know, there's some ups and downs, but we've been generating somewhere around, we're bumping up against 50 kilowatts a day here at the farm.
Yeah.
50 kilowatts. That means that we are selling 17 kilowatts to the grid because we can run our farm on 33 kilowatts. Actually, at this time of the year, we can run on, you know, less than that, maybe 25 kilowatts. That means we're selling about 25 kilowatts. That means we're generating enough electricity to power another home from our grid, ours, you know, our farm and another house.
Yeah. Well, Vince, I just took a look at the solar wind. It's high. It's not as high as it was a few days ago, but it's high. Now, solar wind and visible sunlight are two different things, but I think anecdotally we've been proving that there is a connection because often when we see a solar storm and an increase in the solar wind and geomagnetic storms that occur because of it, you also see an increase in your electric output. So there seems to be some correlation, but it's two different things. But it's important we talk about it because there's an 11-year solar cycle, and we have no control over it. There's nothing we can do on Earth. There's no, you know, it doesn't matter how much energy we burn here or what human beings do. That sun does what it wants. It's been doing it for billions of years, and it'll do it for another billion. We don't know why exactly it has these storms and fits. We know they do. We know it takes 2 to 3 days for those eruptions to create extra energy and plasma that hits the Earth. And we know generally they cause havoc on the planet. The stronger they are, the more havoc they cause. And for class, we are going through a solar peak. Now, those who are ham radio operators follow this because the increased output from the sun causes an increase in the ionosphere's charge, and that creates a better reflector for radio signals in the HF spectrum. So we're talking roughly from, let's say, 5 to 30 megahertz, roughly. Although at solar peaks, you can get hops as high as 50 or even 100 megahertz. So it's all correlated. There's nothing we can really do to control it, but we can react to it. So Vince, it's looking at the bar graph right now, just the last half day, it's peaked. So there you go.
Bert, for a future broadcast, can we discuss the Earth's magnetic field weakening? I'm very, very concerned about this. And I can't say for sure, but intuitively, it seems to me that the Earth's magnetic field is decreasing at an increasing rate. So we're getting less of a magnetic field, and this is the field that protects us from cosmic rays. And over North America, it's especially weak, North and South America. And parts of China right now, it's not quite as bad as it is here. And I'm thinking, why is that? It seems clear to me that one contributing factor, if not the major contributing factor, is all of the things that we're doing with electricity. If you look down from a satellite, and I've seen the images of, you know, North America, South America, all lit up at night, it's like, where's all that electricity come from? It's just amazing how we can light up, you know, the entire northern and southern hemispheres, you know, for the most part, mostly northern hemisphere. I mean, we spend a lot on electricity, and we light up our cities at night, as it, you know, we expect it to be like daylight at nighttime. And I believe that all of these electrons flowing through all of these wires is causing an adverse effect on the Earth's magnetic field. I really believe it.
Yeah, well,
I can't prove it.
Yeah,
but I believe it.
There are some scientists who are actually going as far out to predict the magnetic field goes through cycles, and it'll actually reverse, and north will become south, and south will become north, and who knows if, I mean, but those may be cycles that are thousands or of years long or longer. Vince, talking about electricity, something we've talked about in class is electric vehicles, Vince, and I've put forth the theory that the ability and the success of electric-powered vehicles, EVs, is in inverse proportion to the size of the vehicle. So what I mean by that, Vince, is, and for classes, if you remember slot cars, they were, you know, you could hold them in your hand. They had HO and they had 1/24th, and they were all electric. You couldn't imagine putting a diesel engine in a slot car. So electric worked really efficient. And we know that electric works good in, oh, I don't know, maybe electric bikes and go-karts and things like that. Well, look at the other extreme. Would you really want to have an electric-powered missile that takes astronauts to the moon? Not very practical, and not to mention how could you charge it in the moon, right? I guess it's possible you could build some sort of a diesel charger or something there. So that said, that I believe small vehicles, very successful. In between, not so much. Really big vehicles like heavy machinery, trucks, and Vince, buses. So there's something called e-buses, and Vince, a story from the Daily Caller talks about this town in Wyoming, and you would think Wyoming, being one of the major oil and gas producing states in the country, would not be so quick to adopt EVs. But, Vince, I guess it's a woke enclave in Wyoming near Jackson, where a lot of, the wealthy of the world hang out and live. In fact, I have a friend retired there. He was just driving through, fell in love with it, and bought a house there. And, Vince, they bought these electric buses. They thought they were really going to make a statement by making all the town's buses be electric. And, Vince, this is the Southern Teton Area Rapid Transit System. They bought 8 electric buses from a company called Proterra. I'm not familiar with them, but, Vince, they're out of business. And unfortunately, when you're out of business on something as obscure as an electric bus that no one else makes and uses parts from almost nothing else, well, Vince, the buses are all sitting idle. This isn't a big town, and they don't know what to do with the buses because they can't repair them. They basically just use them until they stopped working. And Vince, they don't know what to do. One little wrinkle to the story, Vince, I'm sure your listeners will like this. Jennifer Granholm was a shareholder in the company, and she is our current energy secretary. Probably just the coincidence, Vince, that that's who they ended up buying their buses from, right? I'm guessing that's completely coincidence. And also, she seems to have really good financial timing, because she sold her shares, most of her shares in Proterra, and made capital gains of $1.6 million. I'm guessing it's probably worthless now. I haven't checked on it. So Vince, e-buses completely broken, unworking, just sitting there in their parking lot. They don't know what to do. And Vince, this is in an area of Teton County, Wyoming.
A little chilly there. And there's also a problem with the temperature on the batteries, because as it gets colder, the batteries seem to lose their charge and not have the same charge. So it's like the dumbest possible thing. Let's put electric buses in an area where the weather gets really cold, the batteries won't work very well, and let's go with a company that no one's ever heard of before, and the likelihood of them going out of business is high. What a brilliant idea. So Joe and company poured $1.7 billion, with a B, into electric buses. He handed out, according to this article in Daily Caller, he handed out $1.7 billion for electric buses. The headline is, Biden administration hands out $1.7 billion for electric buses despite the propensity to burst into flames, end quote. It's the dumbest thing. But what else would you expect from the current regime? Seriously, what would you expect?
Or yeah, I forgot to mention that some of them burnt up. Probably, I should have mentioned that as well. They didn't just all just stop in the middle of the road for lack of spare parts. Some of them caught fire from what else? The EV batteries, the lithium batteries.
So Bert, we're talking about they bought eight yeah. buses,
yeah.
and some of them caught on fire. So let's say
yeah.
it's just one.
But they're all not. None of them are running right now. But yes,
right,
only a couple caught fire.
I'm just going by the words that they're using. So some of them are out of commission. All right. So if they only have eight, and some of them are out of commission, would some be one of them? That'd be 1/8 of them not working. Or burning up, I should say. If some means two, that'd be 1/4 of them burning up. If some means three, that's 3/8, 37.5% burning up. It's unbelievable. And then we have the guy who is the resident at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue some of the time. He lives in Wilmington, Delaware some of the time, and Rehoboth Beach some of the time. That guy, he said that electric vehicles have, internal combustion engines have 2,000 parts and electric vehicles only have 17. That's not true either.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not true. An automobile contains up to, if you add up all the nuts and bolts and screws and washers and fenders and radio knobs, I mean, the seat adjustment controls, the steering wheel, and all the bearings and all the parts, if you laid them out and you count 1, 2, 3, all the parts, about 30,000. So an electric vehicle has all the parts that are an internal combustion engine vehicle would have, except take out the engine and some of the drivetrain and replace that with 4 electric motors. But the electric motors don't have 17 parts total. They have needle bearings, and there's probably, I'm thinking, at least 50 needle bearings in each one of these 4 electric motors. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is, don't believe a word.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, this story about these electric buses really rings home to me, class. And I know it does to Bert and Andy as well. And the three of us were approached by a U.S. senator very early in our days of building satellite communications equipment.
Yeah, Vince, I think he was a congressman then. That was before he became senator.
No, he was, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And he became vice president of the United States. And he asked us to help form a lobby group that would be specializing in satellite communications. It's called SPACE, S-P-A-C-E, Society for Private and Commercial Earth Stations. So this would be a lobby group that would involve manufacturers of satellite communications equipment, of which Bert and Andy and I were one. We had a company that we formed that had products for sale and tested, you know, available in the open marketplace. It wasn't like a concept. We had them. We built them. And when I say we built them, I mean we were on the bench soldering them, literally. Bert designed them. Andy designed the mechanical components. And I was the CFO, and I was a guy who was trained to repair them on the bench and assemble them. And so actually all of us assembled them and put them in boxes, and we wrote the manuals. I mean, we built them from A to Z, literally. And we did the tech support, talked to customers, went to trade shows, and Al Gore was there. And he wanted us to start this organization called SPACE. And we refused to do it. And I'm not saying that it was, but it seems like it's uncanny that someone in the government could get on the ground floor of an electric bus manufacturer, one that nobody ever heard of, and was able to get shares of stock at a very low price, if not for free. And then the company gets awarded government funds to
roll out buses in a town, and we'll say it's an experiment to see how well it works. And then there's lots of hype, and the stock price goes up and up and up and up. And then the people who got in on the ground floor make an enormous amount of money when they cash out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what happened with Al Gore and us, but I am saying it's uncanny. It's uncanny how that could happen.
Yeah. Well, it's worse than that, Vince. The government handed out $1.7 billion to help states and localities buy electric buses. So part of that money to buy those buses came from you and me as tax dollars. And by the way, I'm reading that all eight buses are out of commission because the few that were, I guess one or two were still running, but nobody wanted to ride on them given they might catch fire and you could burn to death. And plus, they can't get spare parts, so they took all eight out of commission. But Vince, the government subsidized these, I guess still are subsidizing buying these buses. And I think basically it's just too far. Buses, you know, golf carts probably make sense. A lot of small vehicles probably make sense. But buses, I don't think we're there, Vince. It's too many things yet to figure out how to increase reliability, safety, just simple economics. I mean, they cost more than diesel buses. And now, the one exception, Vince, is there are, I don't know if you call them buses or streetcars. There are those kind of buses that have the electric hooks on the top that catch the electric wire, and some cities have those. I think those work fairly well because you're taking the electricity off of those overhead wires, and I think that's been proven to work fairly well. But the electric buses that are powered by the lithium batteries, not so reliable.
Yeah, what you're talking about is like the equivalent of a corded power tool versus a cordless power tool.
Yeah.
A cordless would be
exactly.
A Tesla, and a corded would be what they used to call streetcars, Bert,
yeah.
On the East
yeah.
Coast.
And yeah.
Streetcars and trolley cars.
Yeah,
and
they still have them in a lot of cities. Yeah, in fact, even San Francisco, I think they still have a line operational that has that.
And you know, it's a great idea. It really is for a corded trolley car or streetcar. And you know what happened to them, Bert? They were really popular in the United States. My dad, my mom, they rode those cars. And they would go up and down the city streets. And it was a great way of transportation. It was like a subway, but it was above ground. It really, really worked well. Well, General Motors, and I believe it was Firestone, and so the tire companies, they weren't selling tires to streetcars because they had steel wheels. And they weren't selling fuel because, you know, the petroleum companies, because these were electric vehicles. And they weren't made by the automobile manufacturers. So GM got together with tire companies and the fuel companies, and they put the trolley cars out of business. They bought the companies and then scrapped the trolley cars and put buses in. And then that was where the blue smoke came from, and the black smoke from the General Motors diesel buses. That's what happened. That's big corporations beating up common.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.